You're listening to Moody Radio from the Word to Life. I'm Kelly Thompson, and coming up on Friday, February 5th, on the campus of Purdue University, a very important event for Christians. It's titled, The Book That Changed the World. No longer relevant, no longer reliable. Have you ever been told that the New Testament is no longer relevant? This may be an event that you really don't want to miss. We're talking with Joe Whitchurch. He is Regional Director for Ratio Christi for the state of Indiana, and Ratio Christi is one of the sponsors of this event. But Joe, welcome to the program. Before we even talk about the symposium that's happening on the weekend of February 5th and 6th, tell me a little bit about Ratio Christi. What is it?
Oh, Ratio Christi is a campus organization of students and faculty that's committed to giving reasons for the faith that we have in Jesus Christ, and those reasons from history, from philosophy, and from science. It's an apologetics ministry that takes 1 Peter 3:15 very seriously about being ready to give an answer to those that ask you the reason for the hope that you have, but to do so with gentleness and respect.
Now, I know that, you know, as we've been talking, you, Ratio Christi, is one of the sponsors for a really, I think this is going to be a great event that's coming to the campus of Purdue University. It's titled, The Book That Changed the World. No longer relevant, no longer reliable. We're talking about the New Testament. And man, Joe, I have heard, I don't know how many times people say, well, there are mistakes in that text. It's not relevant anymore. Talk about this symposium.
Well, that is really something. We are trying to scratch where people itch, and a lot of people have read the fiction book by Dan Brown, The Da Vinci Code, and that book pretty much states that the deity of Christ was invented in the 3rd century after the time of Christ, and they're not aware of the P fragment manuscript of the Gospel of John that goes right back to chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and then there's the Islam that says that we should be reading the Injil, but because they don't believe Jesus died on the cross, and all the Gospels and the Injil talk about Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, they have to say that the Bible was distorted by the church centuries later. So the dates of manuscripts are very important, and this symposium is addressing that issue through a lot of different lenses, and we're really excited about it.
Now, it's titled, again, The Book That Changed the World, No Longer Relevant, No Longer Reliable. It's coming up Friday, February 5th, 7 p.m., and it is going to be at Purdue University. Before we get into a little bit more detail, Joe, where at on the campus?
Elliott Hall of Music. It's the largest hall at Purdue University, and there's room for all, and it's free and open to the public as well as the university.
Now, Dan Wallace is going to be speaking. Share a little bit about some of the topics and the ground that he's going to be covering for us. And I want our listeners to understand, too, you know, you mentioned it is free. It's open to everybody. This is not stuff that's going to necessarily go over your head. It's things you need to know about.
Very good. True. Well, we're excited to have Dr. Daniel Wallace with us. He's a professor of New Testament at Dallas Theological Seminary. He's got his PhD. He has a project where he's still compiling. Manuscripts are being discovered all the time of New Testament fragments, and he has a web page where he has photographs of them. Most people like me, even people in ministry, have seen pictures of manuscripts, but not an actual one. And there will be a manuscript exhibit there, but I'll talk about that in a little bit. But Dan is going to talk about just how the New Testament compares with other ancient manuscripts, and it is amazing. There's an embarrassment of riches that the church has in these manuscripts, so many of them, and really great accuracy, and he's really an expert on the subject. So he's speaking on Friday night on that. Before he speaks, from 4 until 7 p.m. in Elliott, there'll be a manuscript exhibit where we actually have a 17th century full Torah, Genesis through Deuteronomy, handwritten manuscript that is Eastern European origin. They call it a Holocaust survivor. And some other manuscript fragments that will be there that you can actually see with your own eyes and perhaps even touch in some cases. So we're really excited about Dan's presentation. He's a pastor, so he also knows, the pastoral element. So it's not going to be, as you said, so academically high shelf that people won't be able to take a lot of good things away.
Now, I know that one of the things that he specializes in and speaks on is textual criticism. Can you explain what is meant by that term?
Yes. Textual criticism is, unlike Islam, which I believe they say they destroyed all the variant manuscripts for the Torah, the church, early church, was very concerned about evangelism. And so when these New Testament letters were sent to these different churches on papyri that easily disintegrates over time when it's copied and handed between church to church, and people made copies, and they made lots and lots of copies. And these are manuscripts by which we base our modern translations on. Probably around a dozen for the King James Version. We've got thousands of them now, some of them even older. And yet you can tell if you read your King James Bible and a modern translation that the text is very, very close. And no essential doctrines are threatened by this. But it really does sharpen things. Like occasionally you'll see a footnote in your Bible about when you're casting out a demon. Have you done that lately, Kelly? You've been casting out demons?
No, I haven't.
well, one of the passages talks about when you cast out a demon, you shouldn't do that, disciples, without praying about it. And then others say praying and fasting. So that's the kind of difference that we're seeing. Most of the manuscript differences are differences in spelling, about 90% or more. So it is fascinating to see just how many there are, but it's an endeavor to get back to the purest text that we possibly can, and that's textual criticism. Some people are very skeptical about it, and some scholars are very pessimistic, and they read each other, and things like the deity of Christ, miracles in the Bible. Even Thomas Jefferson, unfortunately, tried to cut miracles out of his version of the Bible. But when it dates right back to the first and second century, and you can reassemble the New Testament just from the quotes of the early church fathers, it's pretty obvious that there's something miraculous going on.
Well, thanks, Joe. It sounds like another outstanding symposium that's coming to Purdue University. For all of you listening saying, I want to be there, give me the information again. First of all, let me tell you it's happening Friday, February 5th, 7 p.m. That is when Dan Wallace is going to be speaking on the book that changed the world. That's going to be in Elliott Hall at Purdue University, free and open to the public. There are also going to be some breakout sessions on Saturday, February 6th. If you want more detail, you can go to this website, symposiachristi.com. And if you want to hear this interview again with Joe, or you want to connect to symposiachristi.com just to learn more, you can always go to our website, click on the New Day banner, and then click under this week's programs, and you'll see all the links you need right there at www.moodyradioindiana.fm.